Now that marijuana is about to become legal, does that mean we're going to see a bunch of new dispensaries pop up here in Normal?
Will these licenses be handed out like liquor licenses? And my answer is absolutely not.
That's Normal Mayor Chris Koos. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, June 5th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with a bit more of the afterglow from last weekend's end of the spring legislative session. Normal Mayor Chris Koos says the Capitol bill is welcome news for his community. GLT's Mary Cullen has more.
It's still unclear how the $45 billion Capitol bill will trickle down to cities like Normal and Bloomington. The Illinois Municipal League says it's in discussions with the Illinois Department of Transportation and other state agencies to see how the money will be divvied up. That $45 billion pot does include $2 billion for grants to local communities for capital improvements through the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Mayor Koos says from Normal's perspective, the Capitol bill was the most significant thing to come out of the spring legislative session.
We haven't had a capital bill in years and years, and there are significant needs in every community throughout the United States, as well as state highways, roads, bridges, things like that. So that, I think, is a significant outcome.
Koos says the reconstruction of Main Street through the Twin Cities is sorely needed and could be a contender for funding. Ditto the reconstruction of West College Avenue between White Oak Road and the Rivian plant. Koos says the town will work through its state lawmakers to lobby for its projects to be funded. Meanwhile, the town of Normal and other municipalities will have to decide how permissive they want to be now that cannabis will be legalized starting January 1st.
I think they've done as well as they can in writing that bill. I'm a little bit fatalistic in the sense that there's a lot of marijuana in Bloomington Normal right now, and legalize it and tax it. I don't have a problem with that.
Normal already has a medical marijuana dispensary on the north edge of town, and don't expect a bunch more to pop up overnight.
I'd had constituents reach out and talk about, will these licenses be handed out like liquor licenses? And my answer is absolutely not. There'll be much more rigorous control in the town of Normal.
Cities like Normal will be able to tack on their own 3% excise tax on marijuana sales. Koos says the council hasn't discussed it yet, but he expects the town to do that. For The Leadoff, I'm Mary Cullen.
And here are some of the other stories we're following in the GLT newsroom. A report from the McLean County Regional Planning Commission recommends that Connect Transit focus on catering to those who rely on its service. It comes as Connect Transit's Connect to the Future working group gets to work. A Bloomington nursing home, Aperion Care, has been placed on a federal watch list that accuses it of substantially failing to meet required care standards. And the YWCA McLean County will soon have a new leader. President and CEO Dante Latson is leaving for a nonprofit job in Denver. Liz German has been appointed interim president and CEO. These stories and more at WGLT.org. Chain restaurants love moving into Bloomington Normal, but Steak and Shake was that rare unicorn, a chain restaurant Bloomington Normal sent out into the world. But 85 years after its founding in Normal, Steak and Shake is in trouble. This story starts with Greg Snodgrass, who started Steak and Shake as a busboy in 1979. His career grew as the company did. He and other Bloomington Normal staff would travel the country to help open new locations and train other staff on the Steak and Shake culture, quality service, and cleanliness.
We had little meetings 15 minutes before our shift started, and we'd have uniform inspections and the whole nine yards. It was really something that we all took pride in.
It was fun, but by 2008, it wasn't fun anymore. Snodgrass was a district manager then, overseeing 9 locations between Bloomington and Paducah, Kentucky. Snodgrass says the new owner, Big Lawrie Holdings, was cutting wages and benefits, part of a recession-era discounting survival plan. So Snodgrass left. Today, those changes have brought Steak and Shake to the brink. Sales have sunk, dozens of locations have closed, employee lawsuits have piled up, and some are speculating that a major contraction, or worse, is near.
It's heartbreaking, quite honestly. You know, I dedicated over 30 years of my career to help build that company, to help build relationships. And when you walk into the restaurants and the service isn't good and the cleanliness isn't there, the quality of the food is still there. But if you don't have the other two things, it really isn't Steak and Shake anymore to me.
Steak and Shake is one of Bloomington Normal's most famous exports, right up there with State Farm and Beer Nuts. Gus and Edith Belt opened the first location at Main Street and Virginia Avenue in Normal in 1934. Their family sold the company in 1969, and it's changed hands many times since then. Today, Steak and Shake has 580 locations and is based in Indianapolis and owned by Texas-based Big Lawrie Holdings. Bill Kemp with the McLean County Museum of History says another locally grown company that followed a similar path was Eureka Williams, which became Electrolux and then moved away.
Bloomington Normal, given kind of its vibrancy throughout its history, has produced corporations or brand names that are known throughout the country, sometimes in some cases the world, and some of those still have local ties and some do not.
There are a few remnants of the Steak and Shake legacy that have survived here. The chain still has 4 restaurants in town. The original one on Main Street, though, is now a Monocle's. Another old location is now Keller's Iron Skillet. Kemp says Gus and Edith Belt built Steak and Shake's brand on the steak burger.
Gus Belt was known to make quite a show of that. He would actually wheel in a barrel in some of the early stores full of sirloins or T-bones, and then that would be ground right on site so customers could see what was going into their steak burgers.
Cleanliness was also a selling point. Their slogan was, "In sight, it must be right."
The idea was if you can see the food being made, so the grill cooks were out there in the open through glass windows, and originally the meat was ground on site. That was an indication that things were on the up and up there.
But that was a long time ago. Today, the company is owned by Sardar Big Lawrie, a young investor who emigrated to the U.S. from Iran. He took over Steak and Shake in 2008 amid the Great Recession. He discounted relentlessly, famously offering meals under $4, and it worked. Sales soared.
For 7 years, he seemingly could do no wrong.
That's Greg Andrews, who's covered the company extensively as editor of the Indianapolis Business Journal.
That worked and worked and worked, and then about 2016, it stopped working, and the company has continued to slide since then.
You can read and listen to the rest of this story right now at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, if you haven't already, I recommend you drive past the intersection of Market and Morris in West Bloomington this week. The Illinois Art Station, in partnership with Artolution and the City of Bloomington, is doing another outdoor mural similar to the one they did in the Washington Street Tunnel last year. Looking great so far and definitely worth a visit. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.